Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Wake it up!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman 9, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet.
A Rebel from the Waist Down. That's what I'll call my next book.
You should.
I love that. Marilyn Manson, the rock star that Paige said she would be scared. Well, actually, let me walk back on that. Yesterday, as we played P1 Family Feud, it was the Fat Boys versus the Pages, hosted by Steve Heavy.
It was.
And Fat Boy somehow ended up winning the game, his first win in 2 years, I think we said, in a game. And one of the questions was, what was it? I know Steve's not here, but what was it, Jim, the way the question was worded?
Which question?
The one about which rock star you're most scared of.
What rock band / rock star are you most afraid of?
Yeah. Fat Boy, remind me who your team said?
Phil Anselmo.
Phil Anselmo of mm-hmm. Pantera fame. And then Paige struggled with it and actually at one point says, and I'm just doing my impression of you, Paige, I'm not really scared of anybody. Even though yesterday was National Snake Day, so if there was some kind of snake man, I know you'd run like hell.
Yeah.
You'd be a sissy about it.
Yeah. Well, that's more preventive fear. I mean, not fear of something.
But do you stand by... I realize you're fearless, Paige. We talked about that. You're fearless.
Utterly fearless.
No, I walk through the darkest valley, but I fear no evil. The
valley of death.
I do. I'm not afraid of anything that...
Okay, but as you've thought about this, are you scared of Marilyn Manson? Would you be scared of Marilyn Manson?
No.
Okay, so have you had time to think about which rock star that you would be scared of? And how...
I think I would probably be afraid of Danzig, because he's a little off.
Yeah, but somebody knocked him the hell out one time. Who was that? There was a great video of...
It was on stage.
It was on stage? Somebody mm-hmm. knocked him out?
Yeah.
Yeah. But for Paige, too, she's a woman. So, you know, I mean, you're not going to be... And even with Manson, though, like, I feel like he would be... I mean, he would be very...
Harmless?
I saw him one time as we went backstage, went to interview Jonathan Davis from Korn. It was at Ozfest. And, it was like a movie, like a total movie. We walked backstage, turn a corner, and there he is just leaning against that concrete wall, just standing there wearing this long black-ass cape. It's like 98 degrees in Charlotte. He's standing there, and I just look, and I'm like, holy freaking crap. I was in awe.
Yeah, you should
with
be.
An E, not four W's.
But he seems like, you know, a lot of people that are that abrasive are very nice when you get one-on-one with them.
See, you're right. So in my when I think about this, which rock, let's just say rock star, and by that the genre of rock and roll, not a whole band, because there's certain bands I could break that down and say, well, I could kick the drummer's ass or... You know, the singer to beat me to a pulp,
mm-hmm.
but particular. So the first thought I had, just based on the music and the stage act and, you know, the stage presence, is Ivan Moody for Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, yeah.
Complete opposite of that.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
He'll hug you to death.
He's a lover.
He choked me out hugging me.
I hope I'm not, like, ruining his bit. I'd love his fans to know, Five Finger Death Punch, to know that guy is, like, the most warm, genuine, nicest guy.
And
so it's probably the nice people that are the dickheads that, you know.
I'd be scared of any of the dudes from Motley Crue bleeding on me.
There you go. That's a good. That's a fair answer.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What about in a fight, though? Is that what we're looking for here? Who are you scared of in a fight, or would you be terrified to be a see at the end of a dark hallway?
Oh, yeah, I guess something like that.
Courtney Love.
Okay, I'm glad that you found a Courtney Love you'd be scared of. For the you don't want her to bleed on you, or
yeah,
or what?
She'd probably kick my ass.
You think? No. You think?
She got reason to.
Why?
Because I slaughtered her song.
Yeah. Remember that?
Oh, make me over.
Yeah.
She killed
me.
I'm all I want to be.
It's like, how could you do that to me?
I'd walk and study.
Are you sure this isn't the real Courtney Love scene?
Yep.
This is the outtakes from the studio.
This is her sober.
I can't think of it. I mean, I'm not saying there's not a rock star out there that couldn't kick my ass, but when I think about certain ones that I put on that same level of Ivan Moody, I'm like, well, I bet you they're the same. They're like Corey Taylor from Slipknot.
Oh, nice.
Or, Jim from Slipknot and yeah. Stone Sour.
Yeah.
Root, right? Jim Root?
I think so. Yeah. That's Root.
I mean, you see these guys on stage and they look like they would just stare a hole through you and kill you. I mean, just. They're the nicest guys. So right. I'm thinking now the nice ones. Like, I bet you, well, I could kick Bruno Mars's ass, I feel like.
Yeah, he's I think I could. Yeah, he can handle him.
And, you know, I always thought, well, Billy Corgan would be so nice to meet. But some of those that went to meet him, he wasn't
nice,
very nice.
But scared of.
Yeah.
I would have said DMX prior to P1's meeting him when he lived in Greer and all said he was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there were some that maybe ran into him at a certain time. It didn't turn out well, but
somebody said he used to chase after him on his mower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be scared of Phil Spector. There we go.
Oh,
there's
yeah,
one
yeah.
I found.
How about not a musician, but you know, in the business, Suge Knight, were he not incarcerated?
Oh, right.
Yeah. That's one.
Oh yeah.
Even now he could, you know, okay, if you want to stay that
from
route.
Your ankles.
Anybody, I wouldn't want to piss off Puff Daddy. And not because I don't think I could kick his ass one-on-one, but, like, he could get me taken out. You know?
Yeah, he wouldn't be the first.
But straight one-on-one, though.
Yeah, there was a story of, you know, Diddy slinging the weights around at UCLA.
Yeah.
When he got mad.
Like,
throwing them at people.
Also, does Chris Jericho count? Because there's a rock singer I wouldn't want to fight.
Oh, there you go. Bingo.
Yeah.
I'm not fighting the Almost Goon. It was close.
Chris Jericho would definitely what's the okay? I got you one right here, and I couldn't strike him even if he hit me first. Anthony Kiedis could kick my ass, absolutely. I couldn't fight back first of all because I love him so much.
They're so into yoga and peace and stuff.
Flea, you seen the way he gets up there, dude? If he got
wow.
You know that thing where he does his head when he's doing the guitar and he's doing like, imagine my head is down there and he's just sitting there drilling me.
Yeah.
With his fist on my head.
Oh, it is. It is much fun.
Yeah. Yeah. The Chili Pepper. Now, Will Ferrell on drums, I think I could take.
Mm-hmm. He's a big dude.
I think I could take him. A lot of people texting in Jerry Only from the Misfits. Is he still in that good of shape, though? I haven't seen pictures of him in quite some time. I'm scared of Dave Grohl. I don't know what it is, but when I look at him, I feel great fear. P1 entrance dude. Entrance dude. Mm-hmm. Entrance dude. Excuse me. Oh, okay. I'm not saying. Okay, help me word this right, Jimmy.
Right.
I'm not saying that I'm not scared of people in rock and roll. I'm just saying I can't get it out of my head that the ones that have always been so intimidating to me, once I've met them, were the sweetest guys ever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, somebody just texted in, Carolina Vapor Mill text line 72341, Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age. Yeah, that's a big, big dude, and he's pretty nutty. He'd probably whoop your ass, too.
Punch that lady photographer, that's all.
I feel like there's probably more
crazy guy.
Country singers that I would be scared of.
Like who?
Jason LD?
No. Well, he'd lock himself in his concrete room. Wynonna Judd, there you go. I'll go way outside the box. Wynonna Judd
would
kick all of our asses at the same time, like in a movie.
Probably, yeah.
Spin kicks, knocking bottles off of tops off bottles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't hit her back either.
The only one could stop her would be Nia Jax.
That's WrestleMania right there, dude. P1, Wynonna versus Naomi Jax? Naomi Jax.
Nia?
Nia Jax. Who's Naomi?
Judd.
My daughter's
That's
mama.
The mom. That's the one that glows. Mm-hmm. P1 Tool fans on line one, good morning.
Good morning.
Am I assuming, being P1 Tool fan, you're scared of Maynard James?
Is BJJ
scared? No, absolutely not. He's my idol. I would actually, rest in peace, be afraid of Gigi Allen.
Well, yeah, especially because he'd be a zombie.
Well, that's what Paige
yeah,
was scared of.
If he was still alive, that would be the one I wouldn't want to fight.
Zombie Lemmy. Now, with Maynard James Keenan being your idol, as you said, are you a big wine drinker?
No, actually, I quit drinking 5 years ago, but I do have a couple of his bottles unopened.
Oh.
Nice.
And I got a signed book that I just went and seen him in Charlotte and got a signed book and a signed poster and stuff.
I see. Sweet. Well, it sounds like you're drowning right now. Take some advice. Learn to swim.
Sorry.
As a Tool fan. Thank you, sir. Have a good morning. Gigi Allen. Remind me of that, Jimmy. I know it was some kind. Is that the guy who killed somebody on stage or something?
Yeah, he was the punk rocker who would run around in the leather jacket and the jock strap, like bleeding and going to the bathroom and, you know, just rolling around and all that mess of stuff. And
oh, okay.
Always cutting himself up with shards of glass, doing all kind of absurd things.
Oh. Like Iggy.
He eventually died. Yeah, yeah. Gigi Allen made Iggy Pop look like Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. Cannibal Corpse, all those members could kick my ass. I'd be scared to death of them, especially if they were in full getup. Zach Wilde, I'd be scared of. And here's another one. I'll say this. Henry Rollins, I'd be scared of. He's taking like Navy SEAL training.
Yeah,
and stuff.
He can make you faint like a goat.
Yeah, he's such a pacifist now.
He'd sit there and call me a liar, and I'd be very intimidated.
He isn't as big as he used to be, as far as the bodybuilding and all that. He kind of leaned down.
He's not angry anymore.
What about Iggy Pop? I at this point, don't you think you could take him?
Probably. I mean, he's elderly.
He's a nice guy, though.
A lot of these people are nice guys.
Yeah.
Matthew says Cannibal Corpse on the scene.
Iggy Pop's in his 70s, and I'm pretty sure that was just an act anyway.
Yeah. Oh man!
And drugs,
man. Half these people that are Trent Reznor. I could take. I love his music. I love Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You can take Trent Reznor.
Yeah, I do. You don't?
Yeah, no. You could take Trent Reznor. Yeah.
Do you think you could?
Yeah, I'd put Boney on any of us to take Trent Reznor, and also Jonathan Davis.
Yeah.
And any other member of Korn.
All right.
I don't know. Jonathan can probably sucker punch us. I don't know. He seems like he's got.
Well, he can have his choice. Either one.
Yeah, first syllable.
You talk about
sucker punch.
He can get a shot in. I'm sure.
You talk about original Korn because Dave was pretty, ripped up for a while there.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, you got to think too. Like if Tommy Lee had like nunchucks in his hand and was playing them like drums, oh, he'd beat the hell out of him.
Oh yeah,
he really would.
Tall guy, long reach, man.
Yeah. I think Ed Welch is a pretty big dude. He's a Christian now, though. He won't fight you.
Yeah, he would turn the other cheek.
I'd rip his extensions out. With remorse. I love him. Okay. Enough about that. Or we can continue talking about that, because Iron Maiden, everybody, is coming to Charlotte on Monday night. Eddie will be there as well, I understand.
Eddie will be there.
PNC Music Pavilion. If you would like to win those tickets as we celebrate Summer Ticket Blitz Week here on the planet, call right now, 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. Fatboy won yesterday. He won his first game in 16 months, I guess it was. Will that streak continue of wins? I say no.
Why you say no?
That's because you're the competition.
I'm the competition. That's right. We're playing What the Flick, movies provided by Jimmy Jack Jackie. Who do you want to play with, me, the loser, or Fat Boy, the current winner? 1-800-774-0093. I do ask that you've seen some movies. If you've cut the cord and don't have any streaming devices, don't bother, because this is all about movies. You agree with that, Fat Boy?
Yeah, if you're a nerd and go outside, don't even try to play.
There you go. 1-800-774-0093. What the Flick for...
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt. 9. Page. And Fat Boy. 93.3,
the planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:30. Look at us on the. Let's stay on time. Perfect. It's summertime, of course. We are celebrating the Summer Ticket Blitz Week. Every day, we will have tickets to concerts all over the Carolinas. We have, I'll tell you, I'll alert you to this, that tomorrow, Thursday, we're going to have freaking Slayer and Primus tickets.
Ooh.
That's one Jimmy's been talking about since they announced.
Oh, yeah,
our
man.
Our very own Jimmy Jack Jackie.
Slayer, Primus Ministry, and Phil Anselmo.
And then Fatboy Scared of Him. And then A Day to Remember, we'll have tickets for that on Friday. But right now, Iron Maiden coming to Charlotte on Monday night, PNC Music Pavilion. It's time to play What
the
Flick? WTF, What the Flick? It's a real, real fun game that, I'll be honest, sometimes we play it in the office just for fun. We get paired up with a P1. We have a list of words that Nine will hand to both Fatboy and I, because we're playing against each other, paired up with a P1. We will then try to describe that movie to our contestant using five words or less.
Yep.
You cannot use any words in the title of the movie,
mm-mm,
character names,
nope,
or those that star in the movie.
Yeah, no actors, no characters, no titles, just keywords to describe the movie without using any of those things.
Fatboy reigned supreme over Paige yesterday, which is a rare win for Fatboy, so we'll see if that celebration of winning can continue today as he takes on freaking me. I will tell you, should we say hello to everyone first or just wait till we go?
I think just wait individually, probably.
All right.
Yeah, I don't want to talk.
Nine as Judge Jimmy and also the purveyor of movies. Who would you like to go first? Freaking me or freaking Fatboy?
You know, Fatboy went first yesterday. I'd like to try that again.
All right, Fatboy first, hand him his list of movies. Fatboy will look them over for the first time ever and then bring up his partner, and that would be Anthony. Morning, Anthony.
Morning.
You'd love to go see Iron Maiden tomorrow or Monday night in Charlotte, right?
Oh, yes.
Well, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, you would.
If you don't pick these up, I'm going to give them to my mama. Mary loves Iron Maiden. She
does.
Really does.
She loves Eddie.
All right.
He's cute.
All right. Judge Jimmy, you'll take over. You will, of course, alert us to the various points and things like that.
Yep. I will keep score and the thing when it is correct.
Fatboy, you've seen all the movies on your list.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A couple times.
All right. Fatboy.
It's not timed. You got to remember that.
It's not timed.
Strictly points.
But you get the most points the faster you can guess, okay? All right, here we go. Fatboy and Anthony for Iron Maiden tickets. What the Flick?
Okay. 90s. Ghost. Woods.
Anthony, remember, you can guess. The quicker you guess, the more points. As many as five, as little as zero.
I said 90s, Ghost, and Woods. Camera?
Blair Witch?
Yes.
Okay.
Second movie. Weed. Unemployed. Weekday.
Friday.
Yes.
Damn.
Third one.
That's good.
Pill. Kung Fu. Computer.
Reset the ones you said so far. Anthony, you hearing this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't.
I said pill, kung fu, computer, blue.
And oh, my gosh. Pass.
Okay.
Pass and come back.
Okay. Pregnant. Sheriff. Murder.
Oh, man.
Pregnant, sheriff, murder. Cold.
Pregnant, sheriff, murder, cold.
Exients.
I have no clue.
Yeah, I thought you'd got it off first, too. If you knew it, you probably would have. Okay. Next movie. Disguised. dad.
Disguised dad.
Disguised dad.
San Francisco. It's kind of warm, right?
Is rocking. San Francisco one word or two, Jim?
I believe it's two words.
It's two words. It's two words. Yeah, one word left.
Mask.
Disguised dad.
The mask.
It is not the mask. Fat boy, is it the mask?
No, it's not the mask.
Not the mask.
I guess we got to go back to the third one. Do you want to go back?
20 passed on.
Yeah.
You got one word to go.
I gave him all those. I can't give a new one.
All right, reset the ones to him then.
Computer, kung fu, pill, blue, red.
Any guesses, Anthony?
Say something.
No.
No guess. All right. All right. We'll throw you on hold, Anthony.
That was hard.
I mean, I'm loving it, the fact that I'm playing against you, but from a listener's standpoint, I'm like, golly, this dude might not have cable or anything.
There goes the streak, Anthony.
May not have watched a movie ever.
When do we reveal? Do we reveal now or when do we wait?
Oh, I mean, it's pretty obvious who's going to win. Barnes, I've got a miracle. Well,
the only one I didn't get of Fat Boys was one. So
which one?
The one that I couldn't figure out was Computer Blue and Kung Fu, whatever.
Oh.
Computer, Pill, Kung Fu, Blue, Red.
Still? No? Mm-mm. When do we reveal? Are we going to reveal now, or do we reveal after I go?
We can go ahead and do now. It's probably easier for people listening to follow if we do it now.
Okay. So that was The Matrix, right?
Yep.
Okay, I got that one.
That was The Matrix. He also missed Pregnant Sheriff.
Cold Exigence.
Okay.
Any guesses in the room?
Fargo.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Fargo.
And Disguised Dad, San Francisco.
Mask.
Mm-mm. No clue.
You got Doubtfire.
Yeah, that's what I guess.
Ah, you should have said housekeeper.
Yep.
That's one word, too. So that would have been freaking fantastic.
Awful clue. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we may look, who knows? Maybe it's not a sweep as we're predicting.
That's true. It could be hard.
Let's go to Tracy, who is my partner in crime. Hey, Tracy.
Good morning.
You want to go see Iron Maiden Monday night?
Of course.
Well, I feel like I'm about to make your dreams come true. All right, here we go. You've seen movies before? You got a Netflix, the whole thing?
You seen movies?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Movie number one. Vampire? Hooker? Vampire, hooker?
Interview with a vampire. I don't know.
Judge Jimmy, well, I'm going to say truck stop. Is that two words or one?
I think it's two.
Okay, so vampire, hooker, truck stop. Fat boy, you got it?
I don't know this.
Vampire, hooker, truck stop.
Does Fat boy not know it?
I'll use my fifth word.
Vampire.
We got to get something here.
Yep.
Vampire, hooker, truck stop, border. Vampire, hooker, truck stop, border.
I just don't know.
I think I might know it.
All right. Movie number two. I have to do two words at once for it to reign supreme, but I think it will. You ready? Here we go. Movie number two, Band Camp.
Oh, American Pie, for sure.
Yes. Movie number three, Bus.
He's already got it.
Okay. Bus. Bomb.
Oh, my God. Freaking Keanu Reeves. God, who is it?
What's it called?
I'm going to extinguish, I'm going to extinguish all five words to help. Ready? Bus. Bomb. Yeah. 50 miles per.
I've seen this maybe 1,000 times.
Yeah.
It's a hint. Okay.
I know, under, Sandra Bullock, Keanu Reeves.
We're live to Anthony.
All right, we'll come back to it.
Oh, my gosh.
Movie four. This is going to be hard. Movie four. Blades. Cut. Gothic hairdresser. Is hairdresser one word or two?
I think it's one.
Oh, it's one. Okay. Blades cut gothic hairdresser.
Blades cut.
Thinking of that one.
Sculpture.
Yeah.
Blades cut.
Sculpture.
Blades cut gothic hairdresser sculpture. No guess. No guess?
I'm going to have to say no guess.
Oh, boy. This has turned into a game now.
It is. This is
I'm sorry. I don't know.
It's hard to say that one without getting a clue. Okay.
Freaking hairdresser.
Oh, I know. Yeah, maybe not. I didn't do it. Okay, here we go. Movie number five. Baseball. Kids.
Rookie of the Year?
I know. I got to do two words at once here to make this work. Baseball Kids, Babe Ruth.
Oh, The Sandlot.
Okay. And then we go, she passed on three. We go back to three. I'll say the same five words. Bus.
Speed.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Paige is showing off over there. She's written down all the answers. Good for you. Why weren't you playing with me, Paige?
Because, I don't know.
Paige would be on her way to see Iron Maiden.
Wow, look.
Monday in Charlotte, PNC Music Pavilion.
All right, the first one that we never got.
Yeah.
Nobody in
it. I think I know it.
Paige had it. Paige was had it. What'd you have, Fat Boy?
I don't know it. I was going to say From Dusk Till Dawn.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was it? Yeah. How'd she know?
Vampire Hooker Truck Stop Border. That's what I came up with.
Paige had it on Vampire Hooker Truck Stop.
Band Camp. She got it off, too. That was American Pie. I had Flute and MILF after that. Uh-huh. Speed we had with Bus Bomb 50 Miles Per. Blades Cut Gothic Hairdresser Sculpture. Anybody get that one?
Yeah.
What?
Edward Scissorhands.
Uh-huh. And then the last one, Baseball Kids, Babe Ruth. My last one was going to be Puke. So she got that right with The Sandlot. Good. All right, we go to Judge Jimmy, the purveyor of game rules and scores.
All right.
With a score. Hashtag with a score.
My guy's catching hell, by the way, on text.
By the way, you realize that in this game, you can potentially score up to 25 points.
Up to 25 total points.
Today's exciting edition of What the Flick.
Yeah.
My final score of 7-5.
With
your winner.
Score.
Going to see Iron Maiden on Monday. It's Tracy.
Yeah.
Yes.
We did it.
Yes.
We did
it.
Darn.
Fantastic.
I lost.
Thanks, Batman.
Oh, well, thank you. Congratulations to you. Who's still clapping?
Me. I'm excited for. So,
looking back now with the Edward Scissorhands, blades cut, gothic hairdresser sculpture, what was I missing? What else could I have said?
Nothing. I should have got that. Oh, I've seen that movie 1,000 times.
All right. Well, congratulations, Tracy. Stink Martindale, tell her what she's won.
Well, congratulations, Tracy. You're going to see Iron Maiden live at PNC Music Pavilion in Charlotte next Monday.
Awesome. Thank you.
Congratulations. Hold on. Fatboy's going to get your information. It's the week of summer ticket blitzing.
I hate losing this one because I have good clues, and it's all about the matchup.
Yeah.
I got somebody that's barely above brain dead.
Well, you won yesterday. You know what? That was rude for that person.
He just hasn't seen movies, okay?
All right, we're going to have more tickets all week
What's
long.
What does he do?
We'll do some headlines.
Watch movies.
Right after this. Morning, everybody. Thank you.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, topping our news, we got to get to some sexy talk. If that's all right with you. Women, there's no need to be coy anymore. Because women, according to a study, women have just as many sex dreams as the men do. So we're not dainty little flowers anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
A little slip of the tongue there.
This is according to a new report published in the Journal of Psychology and Sexuality. It reveals that women aged 16 to 30 are having three times as many erotic dreams as they did 50 years ago. So.
I feel like the results are tainted.
They can be tainted.
How do you get the low end of that?
So, the study found...
Now, let her clear her throat.
The study found that both men and women say 18% of their dreams involve some kind of sex, and women under 30 reported more sex dreams
at
22%.
But how? That's the ones you remember. You know what I mean?
The ones that you recall. That's all you can really document, right, is whatever people can remember.
Yeah.
So what's changed so much in society? The researchers say it's not the dreams. It's the change in the attitude towards women's sexuality in society today. And women are more willing to talk more openly about their sexual side.
So you're saying that throughout history, women were as deviant as men were, but only now do they feel free to show their deviancy. Is that a word? Deviancy?
Now is it an even playing field.
But there you go. Even in their subconscious, they feel it's okay now.
Yeah, and see, you touched on something, deviancy. Yes. Women shouldn't feel they're being deviant.
Hell no.
Because they're getting pleasure.
Right.
And there's no reason why you can't have an orgasm, man or woman.
Thank you.
There's no shame in it.
Are you getting ready to announce that you're running for president?
I feel like whatever the air is.
You're getting very emotional talking.
Do you need a lozenge?
She's saying about 50 Shades of Grey right now.
I feel like I'm going to sneeze. So
found out she had a latex allergy that night.
So, I mean, there's no reason, I guess. They started these studies in the 60s and, you know, throughout the years, and they're finding more and more people are becoming comfortable with their sexuality, but there's no reason why there wouldn't be.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be a shame if we're going backwards, you know, that you can't openly discuss sex, you can't have pleasure, you can't do what you want to do. It's your body.
But why is it, though? And I agree with that. I mean, it is some kind of changing of the temperament or whatever. But, like, look at the sex toy industry, though. Like, only within the past, I don't know, maybe 5 years. I don't know how long. But that was primarily 99% of it geared toward women, the devices and everything.
Right.
So you're saying that while it was there, you wouldn't talk about it with anybody. That's why everything is in a brown bag and you can't see, you know, how big it is or...
Right.
You know.
But is it being unladylike to talk about sex?
No. You always bring it up on here, Paige.
Also.
Well, I mean, I don't always bring it up, but there's no reason why we can't talk about it because it is in society.
Yeah.
And why not talking about it openly and talk about biology? And that's what it is. I mean, people are going to do it. They've been doing it since the beginning of time. So there's no reason why you have to shame people for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because a woman can't get pregnant by herself.
I won't say anything, but sometimes.
Are you sure?
I know.
Well,
sometimes I'll look at Paige and she's doing the two fingers in the tongue.
Yeah, I know.
She's always thinking about it.
She's like, no, I'm saying peace.
I was just like, there's no reason why you can't talk about it.
Right.
Amongst anyone. I mean, we're not talking about being vulgar, but we're, you know, there's things that should be addressed. Mm. There's no reason why you have to shame people because they have sex. And I think the more you educate people, then the less then you have problems of people getting out there getting pregnant for no reason because you know that this is what's going to happen.
If this was Saturday morning right now, I would feel like that there was going to be a star with a rainbow pop up and telling me the more that I know now.
Yeah.
No, but you know.
Women can't get pregnant by themselves, says Paige.
Well, they can. But you need a sperm.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not a eunuch. You can't do
They're
it
on
alone.
Back order right
we,
now.
We need men for something.
How do we have a story about women having dreams about sex and it turns into like sixth grade remedial biology?
I don't know.
What in the hell? We had an awesome, fun story. It turns into a biology class, but not a good one.
I don't know. You don't need to get to ask questions in this one.
I'll take it further. Paige says that women can't get pregnant by themselves. Mm-hmm. Guess what, Paige? I say that men can get pregnant.
Ah.
That's true.
The more you know, counterpoint.
Mm-hmm. Without women, you would die off.
Man. It's turned morbid now.
Yeah, okay. So there you go.
You go win another soccer World Cup and you think you own everything around here.
I'm already here. At this point, I'll die off with or without them.
All right.
Ain't no stopping me.
That was a song.
All right. Well, there's a high-ranking Iowa government official who's been forced to resign because of his passion for a rapper. And this is a 66-year-old man by the name of Jerry Foxhoven. And he was at the Department of Human Services. He was the director for the state of Iowa. And apparently he was a massive Tupac fan.
Oh.
So big.
Like in size or fandom?
No, fandom. He was sending... tons of emails. He sent an email to all 4,300 of his employees telling them to commemorate Tupac's birthday. So that was one of his downward slides.
I was hoping for my 600-pound thug life, a new reality show coming to A&E.
On his 65th birthday, he had Tupac cookies decorated with the words thug life on them, which he tattooed across Tupac's, you know, that was on his abs. So he had to have the cookies. And then last month, he sent the email. The next day, Jerry was asked to resign from his job by the governor of Iowa. And apparently, people complained about his obsession. I guess they didn't like somebody liking Tupac that much.
Wow.
And the emails were the last straw.
Yeah. I'm going to ask a question here. Is this guy white or black?
Good question.
I'll explain my reason for asking when we get the answer to it.
He appears to be an old white man.
Okay. That's why it's odd.
Yeah.
That's why it's odd. I'm not saying, let me walk that back. I'm not saying that, well, he should have been released, but that's people like that. If it had been a brother, it would have been like, of course you like Tupac. Of course you do. If you didn't, I would think, oh, what are you, West Coast? You know?
At the same time.
Or East Coast. You know, which side was he on?
Among the white audience, it's hard to get much more popular than Tupac.
I love Tupac. I love Tupac.
Well, exactly. Saying that was the only thing.
You're a white guy.
They're saying governor said a lot of factors led to the resignation request. So it wasn't just that.
Yeah.
But maybe it's the use of company email, the other stuff. And
I wish we could have Tupac Fridays here.
Do you like one more than the other? Like, I like he and Biggie equally. I can't pick between the two.
I don't know. That's like asking Hitman or HBK. I don't know.
Yeah. Hitman. Some people that were in either camp.
I don't know. I don't know why I'm giving that as much thought as I am.
Yeah.
Because you're white.
I'm going to stay East Coast and say Biggie.
On the East Coast?
There you go.
Okay. But you like Dre way better than you like Diddy.
I know.
Well, look, that goes to show that I'm an American and that I can, I like all the coasts.
Well, they were all Americans.
Gulf Coast?
You know.
Man, they didn't have much to say during the rap battle.
They weren't in the battle.
Who was representing the Gulf Coast during the...
That's a
Master
good question.
P.
East Coast, was it Master P?
I guess it had to be Master P, No Limit. That was Gulf Coast rap.
And then Cash Money after that.
Yeah, see, that was Gulf Coast rap.
He had tanks, too. He should have won the war.
Little Wayne is Gulf Coast rap.
He's going to be in Charlotte soon.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, how'd that get on ours?
All right. Well, Katy Perry has a secret to her good health. What does she do? Ayurvedic medicine, which is a lot of enemas. That's her secret to health. She says, whatever happened to just working out, well, she says you definitely feel more energy when you have lots of enemas. It basically lets you get rid of all the crap that...
Nice.
Every pun intended. But the problem with that, I have to say, that it does cause problems. And it could cause problems with your bowels if you're having a lot of enemas. And it could damage your intestines.
It's good to say.
Because it can prevent the muscles of the intestines from doing their job properly.
Yeah.
Not only that, when you do that, you can get rid of some of the things that are important, like the vitamins.
Yeah, I wonder does it say how often she's doing them? Because when I worked at Chick-fil-A, I worked with this older lady there, when I was in high school, college, and every one Sunday per month, she was very open about this. She said that she would take, some kind of colonic or whatever, and just plan on all Sunday just staying at home and going back and forth to the bathroom once a month.
Yeah,
those coffee colonics.
Well, this... What,
stimulates you.
Maybe it wasn't a colonic.
It can put
it was whatever the gave her the runs.
I think that's too much.
That is too
much. It
could
put an imbalance in your electrolytes in your system.
Yeah, it was a 6-inch thick suppository, I believe is what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So upon occasion, if you use it, that's fine. But every month, that might be extreme.
Okay.
Well, especially if you're just using the salt water you get at the store, not whatever kind of Ayurvedic stuff they're using, that's probably better.
Yeah.
What would be better, to binge and purge, make yourself throw up, or to eat a lot and then take a diuretic and go to the bathroom a lot? Which would be worse for your body?
The binge and purge.
Binge and purging,
yeah, because of the throat.
Yeah, esophagus. And the acids in your esophagus and to your teeth, you damage your teeth.
Okay.
So there you go.
I mean, I'm not thinking about doing it. I was just curious. From I have three doctors in the room. I might as well ask.
No, why not? In the room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not never.
At all. All right, well,
nurse practitioner. Sorry, Paige.
Not at all. Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right. Thank you very much for that. Fantastic as always. We're going to take a break. More Rise Guys right after this. Morning, everybody.
We launch into a 93-minute rock block right after the Rise Guys morning show. Wait a minute. Yeah, carried it too. Wow, that's over an hour and a half of nonstop rock.
Oh, 93.3, the planet
rocks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.